Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com first wrote articles in 2004 about replacement migration. You can look it up. They're on the site. We are the first to break it anywhere. And that's kind of shameful because it was in UN documents in 2001. Well, now the crisis has come to a head. 14 states have joined with Texas in defiance of the hijacked criminal federal government. And many of the states are sending their state guard under the state governor's command to aid Texas. The governor has said that he's going to ignore the lower court ruling, just like Democrats always do, even the Supreme Court itself, because we have a right to self-defense. It's in the Constitution, in the Declaration of Independence. Remember, a few days ago, that's exactly what I read on air, was the Declaration of Independence, and that is what Abbott cites as well as the Constitution to the United States. So we have the latest list. More states are coming on board every few hours. Operation Lone Star bolsters historic border security mission 2023. This is directly from the state of Texas and the governor's office. In total, 14 states, Arkansas, Florida, Iowa, Idaho, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming have stepped up to support Texas efforts and deployed personnel and resources to secure the border in President Biden's absence. That's right, folks. If you know your next-door neighbors, they got two or three little kids, and those little kids are running out of the house all day, and now it's nighttime and they're in the backyard crying. You go over and you say, where are your parents? And they say, we don't know. And you say, well, in the absence of your parents, come on over here. And of the parents, you start calling around to the family. You go and get in their notebook in the house. Normally that'd be breaking the house, but you've got a clear and present emergency. And you go get the notebook, phone numbers. And you start calling, hey, where are the Browns or where are the Johnsons or where are the Ramirez's? And they say, we don't know. Well, then you call the police. I mean, the border is not just wide open. The feds are down there catapulting the illegal aliens or fuel injecting them, supercharging them into the country. So Abbott has now expanded putting up barbed wire. And so the Democratic Party has officially called. Nancy Pelosi's officially called. I've got all the articles right here for the president to declare an emergency, which he can do, and nationalize the state guards. And that gets into how all those laws work. So border battle line, Dems call on Biden to seize control of Texas National Guard as GOP allies back Abbott. So when this all started kicking up in the last week, I said, look, Abbott's making a real move here. And a lot of people criticized me and said, you know, Abbott's been a traitor and went along with some of the lockdowns and we don't like him. Hey, putting the guard down there to block the border and put up barbed wire and not let the illegals in and to not aid in the processing was a bold move. Let's not say it wasn't. And I think we can say again, Alex Jones was right. This is very real, just like the invasion's real. And so it is public pressure on these governors that has them doing the right thing. There's a lot of different constitutional developments that are obviously going to come out of this, but I've said I don't want a secession, I don't want a civil war, I don't want to dissolve the country. But the left knows they're putting all of us in a position to where we have a hijacked federal government. We have to have the states pull out of the union and then have another convention and then reconstitute it again and have the states basically impeach the hijacked federal government. And that's in the Declaration of Independence. It's not just our right, it's our duty. So there's a lot of ways to skin the cat or skin the rabbit, as they say. But we're going to be going over all of it here today. Got some big guests as well. on this subject and so much other news. Tucker Carlson's been on fire. I got some key clips of him. Please stay with us. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com. Sending their guard forces. Biden is now openly threatening to nationalize the state guards and basically put the republic into a form of martial law. Now, the very same UN NGOs that ran the replacement migration the last 15 years in Europe are running this one. InfoWars was the first in 2004 to write detailed articles on replacement migration. The first UN documents appeared in 2001. So, again, I'm a little ashamed that we were the first, but late. But now we're here, and we know the enemy blueprint. If you think a million people coming in every few months is bad, you've not seen anything yet. The giant UN camps are being expanded all over northern South America into Central America. The communist Chinese, along with the U.S. government, are financing this treason. Now, all of this dovetails in with a whole bunch of mainstream news articles. New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, Yahoo. They're all reporting that officially the Democrats are telling Biden to step down and that Obama has basically taken control of the campaign ahead of Big Mike, a.k.a. Michael, as Obama calls her, Michael Obama, being inserted in at the convention. But the word is Biden is refusing, actually trying to be the president. Doesn't mean he's a good person, but he's like, I'm not a puppet. The Obamas working to take Biden out of the race, Barack telling him to quit. We're going to be getting to all of that information. Look, Trump won the last two presidential elections. We know that. He's now won New Hampshire three times in a row. Nobody's ever done that. And he's going to win in a landslide. They can't overpower that with mail-in ballots. They can try it with digital systems, but when you've got such a huge majority of people voting for Trump, it's very hard to do, but they are going to try it with everything they've got. So all of this ties in together. But it is extremely good news that Abbott has played a game of chicken with Obama. And I'm really going to just stop referring to it as Biden. And Obama is a minion of the globalists, too. But he actually calls shots under their orders. But he's in command. Let's not. And by the way, he got elected both times. He was popular. He manipulated people. When people win elections, we'll be honest about it. But his job was to create division in the name of stopping division for the eventual end of this country as we know it. So the first thing I want to play is a clip of Biden when he was running for president decades ago, saying that he did not want sanctuary cities. This is Biden in 2007 running against Obama, and then he joined the team, became the vice president, saying sanctuary cities should be banned. Let's start with that.
Only three people in Washington here who think we should go straight to Belgrade and arrest Milosevic. But let's not kid each other. We're the only
That's another
people.
Club, guys.
The rest of this is malarkey.
Go ahead and shut that down. It's okay. It's okay. Let's just stop for a moment. Let's just look at the list here. All right. It's, yeah. Okay. All right. So here is Club 16, Biden in 2007, sanctuary cities should be banned. We'll get to the clip of him calling for World War III later. Go ahead.
Would you allow these cities to ignore the federal law regarding the reporting of illegal immigrants and, in fact, provide sanctuary to these immigrants?
The reason the cities ignore the federal law is the fact that there is no funding at the federal level to provide for the kind of enforcement at the federal level you need. Pick up the New York Times today. There's a city not far across the river from my state that imposed the similar sanctions. And what they found out is, as a consequence of that, their city went in the dumps, in the dumpster. Stores started closing. Everything started to happen. And they changed the policy. Part of the problem is you have to have a federal government that can enforce laws. This administration has been fundamentally derelict in not funding any of the requirements that are needed to even enforce the existing law.
Senator Biden, yes or no, would you allow the cities to ignore the federal law?
No.
Okay.
But he sure as hell does now. Let's take a look at Boston and see how they're doing after the mayor and others said, oh, let's put them in your houses. Well, there's nowhere for them, so they're living at the airport. They're living in public schools all over the country. Here's that local report. They've been there for months, camped out inside the airport. Now, we have to ask ourselves a question. What are we going to do about this? Well, first, we have to be aware that it is not the right of Texas and 14 other states to say no to a totally open border with massive human smuggling and drug dealing and fentanyl and all the rest of the insanity going on. It is not just our right. It is our duty to say no to that. And Governor Abbott has put out a statement that we have up on Infowars.com that I think is very, very important and that we need to read on air. But before I get to that statement, I want to play a clip of Abbott on Fox News talking about this. Here he says, the Biden administration has truly abdicated, that means resigned, its responsibility to enforce the immigration laws on the books. Texas has a constitutional right to defend and protect itself. We will continue to hold the line. Here's the clip.
What Texas is doing is just very simple, and that is because the Biden administration has really, truly abdicated its responsibility to secure the border and enforce the laws. Texas, very simply, is securing the border. And so we put up the razor wire that you were talking about, Bill, and we put up all these barricades that actually have denied illegal entry. And as you pointed out also in that screen, that there are criminals coming across our border. Texas has a right as a state to stop criminals from coming into our state, to make arrests of those criminals. And we have National Guard, as well as Texas Department of Public Safety officers, who are there to make those arrests and to deny illegal entry. And Joe Biden actually does have an option here. Joe Biden's option is to enforce the laws of the United States and stop this illegal entry.
Instead, Joe Biden has come out and said through the administration, I have the article right here, that they're preparing to try to federalize the state guards, which you can do for a war or an invasion. But this is to nationalize them to aid an invasion. Did you hear what I just said? I've got the Constitution. I printed it off right here. I covered this on Monday. and Tuesday. I read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution on this. And I also read the Bill of Rights. 9 and 10. And it says, in 9, none of the powers given to the federal government are taken from the states to the people. Particularly if the federal government doesn't engage in its duty. So I think it's very, very important to understand that Governor Abbott is 100% in the right here. And you can say what you want about Governor Abbott. He's not done as good a job as Trump or even DeSantis. And I've been a big critic. But when he starts moving the needle violently, I don't mean that literally, but hard in the right direction, are we going to sit here and bitch about it? I mean, that's the question. And you need to read his statement. It's posted on Infowars.com. But listen to this. Listen to this letter here, and I'm going to read this. The federal government, this is from Governor Greg Abbott, January.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Obama Domestic Security Force training, where it's literal black kids brainwashed to be racist, chanting, "Obama is our leader, we're going to take over America." Now, that program he launched didn't fly. It's too ridiculous. But what I'm getting at here is, this is a larger operation. And this is NGO run. From the refugee camps to flying them or shipping them from overseas to the refugee camps to directing them into the country. And then once they get here, they own them. They control them. And it's totally lawless. It's completely illegal. And when the Border Patrol follows their orders to be the facilitators, they are now aiding and abetting human trafficking. Yeah, the crew found the clip. Here it is.
Cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
Now, good old boys, and I love them to death, always say, the moment they don't have to get politically involved, they don't have to go to the border, they don't have to speak out, they don't have to donate to political causes, they just got a whole bunch of guns on their ranch. Boy, we ever see UM blue helmets, that's the end of the world for them. Well, they're not going to send blue helmets, at least not at this point. Once the Civil War goes on for a few years, they will. That's official. 7277, look it up. State Department Memorandum 7277 and others. But that's not the first wave. Cut off the energy, dissolve the borders, defund the police, massive crime, devalue the currency, create a race war, demoralize the nation. So people laughed at Obama. Oh, yeah, you're going to create a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. What are all the big blue cities doing? Some of them have cut police by half, and then they hire huge social worker NGOs. People go, well, they're not going to stop crime. They're not meant to. They go out and organize the crime and farm the illegals and the homeless and send tens of billions back to the Democratic Party. So people sit back and laugh at the Democrats. Oh, they're a bunch of idiots. No, no, they're not. This is well thought out. This is well coordinated. This is well planned. And I sit there and I watch Congress have hearings about how do we stop the illegal aliens and no discussion how Congress is still funding 80% on average of the funds for the refugee camps, for the migrant camps to ship them into our hemisphere and bring them in here. And I know general listeners like, God, Alex, you say that every hour, every day. We know that. Well, the Congress doesn't know it and the public doesn't know it. I understand you know that. I know it too. So that's where we are. And think of the genius of an NGO, of a community organizer. That's what Obama is. And they cut off the police, they cut off the food, they cut off the energy, they cut off the infrastructure. But don't worry, there's these federal programs that'll get you your food and your medicine. But you've got to be politically in their group and radicalized and mobilized. And that's what they're doing with the illegal aliens and all these other groups. So this is a well-thought-out, long-term, strategic plan. Let's go back, put it back on screen, please, where we were. Great job with the letter from the governor. Under President Biden's lawless border policies, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed over. It's 10 million plus in just 3 years. This is more than the population of 33 different states in the country. This illegal refusal to protect the state has infected unprecedented harm, inflicted unprecedented harm on the people across the United States. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and the other visionaries who wrote the U.S. Constitution foresaw the states should not be left to the mercy of a lawless president who does nothing to stop external threats from cartel smuggling millions of illegal immigrants across the border. This is why the framers included both Article 4, Section 4, which promises that the federal government shall protect each state against invasion, and Article 1, Subsection 10, Clause 3, which acknowledges the state's sovereign interest in protecting the borders, Arizona versus the United States, 567 U.S. 387, 419, 2012, Scalia, J. dissenting. The failure of the Biden administration to fulfill its duties imposed by Article 4, Section 4, has triggered Article 1, Clause 10, Article 1, 10, Clause 3, which reserves to the state the right to self-defense. For these reasons, I have already declared an invasion under Article 1, 10, Clause 3 to invoke Texas constitutional authority to defend and protect itself. The authority in the supreme law of the land and supersedes all federal statutes to the contrary. The Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and other Texas personnel are acting on that authority as well as state law to secure the Texas border. Bravo, Greg Abbott, baby. That's the shot heard round the world right there. And I've told people this 5,000 times, and I'll say it again. When things get rough, we're going to think people were against us. We're going to learn they're actually for us. And people we thought were for us, we're going to learn were against us. And people are going to have times of conscience when it gets so clear how bad it is that they're going to join us. And at that point, when you get real action, we need to not completely trust them and don't turn our backs on them, but don't get in the way of what's going on, because this is good. And this is real. And we should be talking about how we're going to back this and how we're going to support this, because we've been put into a UN country collapsing emergency with these tens of millions of people to be organized into a permanent political voting block and political action block and a violent block. And what did the head of the Republican Party threaten Carrie Lake with? She said, I think they're going to kill me. I've been getting threats. She says, yeah, the cartels will kill you. Who do you think the cartels work for, boys and girls? That's why the CIA's been down there going after them to make sure they're under their control. And they can use them as plausible deniability. And then some scumbag in prison gives an order over the phone to one of his captains in code to go out and kill a certain person, and he doesn't even know who gave him the order. So they're geared up for something really big, and you've already seen all the crazy crap they pulled. So we're on the edge of history right here. If you think things are crazy right now, if you think history's happening now, it's just going to get wilder and crazier from here on out. But at least people know what's going on. And now 14 states have signed on, and a bunch of the states are sending their National Guard down here. And will they stop it all, or will it be perfect? But no, at least we're drawing attention to it. And the governor is creating a constitutional crisis where he knows he's in the right to get all this support across the country. And to spotlight that Biden is now, O'Biden, talking about nationalizing the State Guard, which he can only do to stop invasion so that it'll facilitate an invasion. And then in comes the Supreme Court. And yeah, are they getting blackmailed? At a certain level, we know they are. But if they see everything shifting our way, they will flip over to our side. That's what I explain to people. A civil war can be averted, and a hot coup can be averted, either direction. If we admit we're winning hearts and minds, and if we admit the globalist plan is already in deep trouble worldwide, and if we're positive and continue to use exercises like this to illustrate the lawlessness of O'Biden, they're going to be defeated. All right? I mean, their bold breaking of the border is a big deal and should be easy to stop. And what Abbott has done, triggering this response by Biden, is the right move and is really smart, and we need to support it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got a guest coming on. For 30 minutes to start of the next hour. Then I'm going to take calls for at least an hour and a half. Open phones coming up in about an hour from now, or just an hour from now. But I want to say something here, and I really want this to sink into everybody, okay? We sit here and we look at this bold New World Order takeover and all of this crazy, over-the-top criminal activity by the government. And we say, why are they doing this? Why is it so reckless? Why would they destroy such a powerful, rich country that already has given the globalists that hijacked the country the biggest military in the world? I mean, our military is bigger than all the militaries combined in the world, hardware-wise. Why? Because it has to fall to bring in the world government. You can't have people with prosperity and freedom and owning guns and raising their children the way they want and going to church the way they want with this system they've got. We have to go down, and the UN and the Club of Rome and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and the WEF, they're all on record saying it. And finally, people are getting this. I see it everywhere, not even looking. People say, Jones taught us how to do it. Well, I don't know why I taught you. I learned from a lot of really smart patriots. You just go to their own documents. It's all right there. And yeah, I was particularly blessed that I had super informed family. And that right when I got on air in 1994, that within a year of being on air, I got to meet all these incredible OGs, the General Partons, the Ted Gundersons, the Aaron Russos, the all of them, the Ron Pauls, the G. Edward Griffins. And that's how I know all this. Because that's what I decided to do, was worry about powerful mega corporations that already controlled most of the world 30 years ago, planning a horrible plan. I did a review today that's going to air tomorrow on the Mug Club. For people that sign up at JonesCrowder.com, a review of Demolition Man made in 1993. And you watch that movie, and Beef's banned, and the family's banned, and virtual reality runs your life. You say, how did they predict this? Because they're telling you what they were going to build. They're throwing it in your face, people. And you don't have to go along with it. If you simply do not comply, it will fail. People aren't buying the electric vehicles. They're not going along with eating the bugs. They're not going along with the virtual reality. Zuckerberg spent $24 billion to try to force people into the metaverse, to pay them to use it, and all they made people do was throw up. So that's the good news. They're trying to force us to do things that are unpopular, that are unnatural. The bad news is they've got unlimited fiat money to pay you to do it. So I got a lot of the news to hit here and a lot to cover ahead of this guest that went down with Brett Weinstein and Michael Yon to the Darien Gap. He just got back a few days ago. I'll tell you about the guest when he joins us. He's just popping in to give his engineering expertise and science expertise on what he saw and what he thinks. Yon recommends him, so we're getting him on. But I just want people to understand, that's Chris Martinson, I just want everybody to understand that you are living in an epic time. And everything we were warned about for decades and decades and decades is now here. And I'm going to say this again. There are thousands of different political movements. There's all these different flavors of BS. This show studies the actual controllers and their plans. And also study systems that are pro-human to counter it. And that's what I do. I cover the real world. I cover the reality. That's why they don't want you tuned in. That's why they don't want you sharing the links. Because if you ever figure out what they're up to and how horrible it is for you and your family, you are going to reject it. And this whole broadcast is about believing in you. So I knew when Governor Abbott went down there and blocked illegals at one entry point coming in that the feds would take the bait and come try to block it. But the Border Patrol has refused to get in physical confrontations with the Texas Guard. And now Abbott is blocking off more areas at the border. And now 14 states have joined him. And now 7 states are sending troops. Do you realize the history you're living in right now? This isn't some movie about the states joining up against the feds like they have coming out next month. Or all the other TV shows promoting it and branding it as racist and evil and bad. This is happening under the Constitution and is real and is good. And will Governor Abbott's operation save us? No. But all of this resistance together will. And this isn't a tiny cut against the New World Order. This is a big one. And the fact that all these states piled on now and are sending troops is massively positive. Now, here's the problem. If I was the New World Order, if I was the devil, as Paul Harvey would say, what would you do right now? You'd be activating a group of drugged out wackos they've been funding and controlling for years. You know, they got a bunch of them. To go set off a truck bomb at a migrant center on the border. Or a mass shooting. Or maybe they assassinate Biden because he's refusing to step down. My mother never gets involved in politics. She's a Christian and a historian and really smart person, and she's just very private. But my mother, for 3 years, has told me they're going to assassinate Biden to bring in martial law because the spirit has told her. And she's been very, very direct about it. And my mother is dialed in and does have the touch. But you can politically see all this and know that's in the cards. Especially now because Biden's refusing to step down. And there's a lot of kooky psychics on TV and gypsy wagons on the side of the road. My mother and her grandmother were not like that. But I'll just tell you something, never been told before on air. My mother's grandmother in Dallas, Texas, was an extremely famous psychic secretly with the establishment. And was one of the advised presidents, you name it. And she was psychic. I mean, extremely, okay? And my mother is extremely psychic. And let's just say I got a little of that. But I don't just need that. I can politically see it all. And then the Holy Spirit's what it is, tells you the rest of what's going to happen. But she has had dreams and has been upset for 3 years. Has grabbed me by the arm and said, you got to tell them they're going to kill Biden right before the election. So I told you the story. It's true. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to happen because we can change that. But I read the New York Times and the Washington Post and all of them. There's a boil down right here in Red State that they're telling him to step down. And we told you months ago from our sources that was happening. Now it's mainstream news. And he's saying, no, I'm the president. Because they want to get Big Mike ready to put in there. What's going to happen when they kill Biden? And blame it on us. What are we going to do? Report. The Obama's working to take Biden out of the race. Barack telling him to quit. There have been multiple reports about Barack Obama and his aides being worried about how Biden and his team are conducting their campaign. Obama has supposedly so worried about the strength of Donald Trump and the Biden campaign wasn't hitting the ground running. Obama aides put a sharper point to that. It just goes on to say that Obama has met with him multiple times and told him to resign, to step down now. That not even ahead of the DNC. So we'll talk about it all when we come up in the next segment. And we're going to open the phones up whenever this guest leaves us. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNFood.com. GCNFood.com.
So much after the special guest leaves us in about 40 minutes. He joins us in 10 minutes. I'm up the phones up the last hour and a half here. But before I go any further, this is very simple. I can't take on the New World Order without you. So I try to bring you really amazing products that are going to work really well. So you want to get them over and over again. And almost everybody that orders the products orders them over and over again. The problem is less than 1% of our audience, it's way less than that, it's like less than 0.5%, ever go to InfoWarsStore.com. So you're watching on X right now, or you're on a radio station driving along. Okay, somebody else selling something. No, I'm not just somebody selling something. I think we've proven that, okay? I mean, just take it, drjonesnaturals.com. All the great supplements they've got there that aren't available at InfoWars.com. We have the original, not available for 3 years, nano silver super blue toothpaste with iodine and with the tea tree oil. It's just incredible. It was a super bestseller. That's available again at drjonesnaturals.com. And drjonesnaturals.com is a great sponsor and what funds this operation. It's not just that silver product. So many other products, dozens of products, not available at InfoWarsStore.com or available at drjonesnaturals.com. Just one word, drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. InfoWarsStore.com. At InfoWarsStore.com, we have the Supercharge Special going. Despite the fact that DNA Force Plus is about to sell out, despite the fact that Real Red Pill Plus is about to sell out, incredible what it does, how good it is for your cells, your body, how anti-cancer, the list goes on and on, the energy it gives you. Both products together as a combo are 50% off or 40% off individually. And you're like, well, why are you discounting? It's about to sell out. Because we need the funds to operate now. We've got a lot of stuff on the drawing board we want to do. So experience DNA Force Plus. Experience Real Red Pill Plus. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, and get it. And there's a new Dr. Jones Natural product that's only available at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is Next Level Foundational Energy. I could spend an hour on this. Go research organic high-end methylfolate and what it does with high-quality B-complex. This has been all the rage for years. I'm like, oh, I want to do this a year ago. They're like, oh, you didn't know this is the hottest thing ever? It's all the Olympic athletes take. It's totally legal. It's the breakdown that your cells do of folic acid. And it's insane. Okay? For cell health, energy, I can't take it because I'm already too aggressive, okay? The average person will do just fine, but it's that powerful. I'll be point blank. I mean, if I'm super tired and I've already been working 10 hours and coffee's not going to work or, you know, I don't want to be up 10 hours, so I don't want to take Turbo Force, I take this product, just one capsule, all right? InfoWarsStore.com. Get Next Level Foundational Energy now. Ultimate fish oil, which just means it's the highest rated fish oil. So good for your cardiovascular system, your brain, your body, your dreams. Ultimate fish oil, back in stock as well. Now, let me tell you what's coming up next hour after the guest leaves us. He's been at the Darien Gap. He's just, you know, scientist, engineer. He'll be able to give us his analysis of what's happening. But then after the guest leaves us, Tucker Carlson nailed it in four short clips. He said, I'm coming after Trudeau in Canada. He spoke to a crowd of over 20,000 people, just absolutely amazing. It is so awesome to see Tucker Carlson as a super patriot rock star. He says it's genocide. Tucker slams Canada's assisted suicide program for targeting people whose ancestors built the country. Well, they do it to people that are wards of the state that don't want to die. So that's all coming up. Talk about dystopic. This is it. Also, DOJ under Biden seeks 6-month prison sentence for Trump advisor who defied J6 committee subpoena, just like Hunter, but he's not going to get in trouble. Also, DOJ quietly, it's now come out, prosecuted the COVID resistance nurses and doctors and others that told the truth. Many of them got criminally charged. That's come out. Big Brownstone Institute report at InfoWars.com. Then we've got the latest on Carrie Lake and the head of the Republican Party in Arizona resigning after he bribed her and basically threatened her with the cartel operations. That is coming up. And then I've got a bunch of crime news. Whether you're in D.C. or whether you're in Chicago or whether you're in San Francisco or Oakland or Seattle or Portland or a bunch of other cities, they're closing the majorities of the fast food restaurants and the Walgreens and the CVS's and the Walmarts and the Whole Foods because they let criminals come in and rob, and they pass laws in California and in the cities that you can't arrest somebody for stealing under $2,000 to $5,000, depending on the jurisdiction. What's that designed to do? Well, the feds have announced they're building government grocery stores in Chicago and about to build them in San Francisco. It's about annihilating prosperity so they have total control. They don't want you to use the power you have in local communities to shop local. So the first thing they're taking out is the corporations itself. This is scorched earth. This is absolute deindustrialization. And this is just the beginning of these criminal activities they're engaged in. Also, Germany has announced, the UK has announced in the last 24 hours that they're preparing to bring back their selective services and prepare for a draft with a long war with Russia. And they say their political plan to keep control, France said this last week, their defense minister, is total war. That's all coming up. All right, I'm going to start the next hour here in a few minutes. But again, we're in a culture war. I want to encourage everybody to understand we need funds to prosecute this. Plus, we want to give you great products at the same time. Go to alexjonesgame.com. It went to number one on Steam, but then dropped off, and we keep it there. It is going to fund so much what we're doing. It's a fun game. It's politically incorrect. The left's trying to ban it. MSNBC, CNN, Media Matters, they all, George Soros wants it banned. Here is a quick breakdown of why they want it banned, and then we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our number two, totally jam-packed. Please stay with us.
2 years ago, we began developing this game that came out so much better than thought it would. It is now a number one hit. I imagined the control freak left attacking it. But I didn't know that right when the game came out, with perfect timing, Elon Musk would release me on X. And the whole world would be waking up, and the Davos group would be confronted at their own events by world leaders calling out their tyranny. This is the planets aligning. And now, MSNBC, the corporate press, Media Matters, George Soros, they're all calling for it to be banned.
Is there a way to counter the types of hate that people like Alex Jones promote and now they do in video games? I mean, this is a party that talks about video games being dangerous for our kids. And yet here he is with a video game that promotes violence.
You will be silenced.
And celebrates that kind of violence.
You suck, big tech lizard nerd.
Because let's be honest here. When he is talking about killing globalists, we know what globalist now means for the Republican Party and what that is code for.
Because they understand they're reaching a bunch of young guys who are getting this sort of message beaten into them right now.
Today, I'm playing the unhinged Alex Jones video game.
I saw it was released on Steam, so I'm like, well, that kind of opens the floodgates.
This game is actually really good fun.
This is insane! Look at all the blood! Look at all these zombies!
Okay.
I'll eat your ass!
Okay, so that is what he said.
And I don't know what the characteristics of the game are beyond that he's involved and that it's killing globalists. This is the kind of thing that will become a normalization lever in teaching people, hey, it's okay to kill. It's okay to kill the globalists.
This is pretty amazing.
Jump around. Alex Jones, you are a hero.
This is supposed to be Justin Trudeau, I think.
Come on, Mark! Oh, shit! Mark Zuckerberg, kill me!
Look at him crawling away. Wait! What them dogs gonna do? They gonna...
Oh, they ate his ass.
Find out what they're scared of at alexjonesgame.com. Follow the link from there to Steam and download it and share it. It's 1776. It funds the InfoWar. It is key in the culture war. We need to be engaged and involved in books and films and universities and Hollywood and everywhere. And we are. So get Alex Jones' New World Order Wars right now before they ban it. Make it such a big hit, they continue to pants. And all the control freaks, I want to echo what Elon Musk said to your censorship. Go fuck yourselves.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.